So this is a song from my band's album,
mm-hmm.
4 Minutes to Midnight.
Oh, okay.
By Sang.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only song I sang.
All right. Oh, cool, cool.
I mean,
cool.
I did harmonies, but
right.
It's called.
Did you write it? Did you write the song?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I wrote this song. It's called "Broke My Shell."
Broke My Shell.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about so you know, you have some hard time in your life, and at that time I was in a shell, like and lonely.
Right.
But then you showed up, and kindly you broke the shell.
Broke it out.
So
nice.
I became myself again.
Right.
So I always say, yeah, please imagine you're an important person.
Right. Who came and helped
or
you
people.
When you were down.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
break my shell.
Broke my shell.
Okay.
Break my shell.
Break my shell. Please.
Please. Yeah. Okay.
You broke my lonely shell, yeah.
Feels like a long, long time. But just like shooting star. So I want to catch the brightest part of your life. Thank you.
That was beautiful. That was really nice.
Today, with my guest, Kenta Hayashi. First thing I wanted to talk to you about was why you're interested in music. What made you start wanting to play music?
Yeah, that should be a simple question. Somehow it's one of the hardest
questions. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I love music, and I love creating music and also art too.
Mm-hmm.
So
when did you start music?
I started playing the guitar when I was 15.
15.
Yeah, just because bunch of my classmates started playing and getting better and better and looked so cool. You know?
Right, right.
Like, oh,
right, that's cool.
Yeah.
Who did you look up to at that time? What kind of musicians were you listening to?
I like professional musicians.
Yeah, yeah.
By that time, to be honest, my star was Shamshade.
Shamshade.
Yeah, people think they're like a visual K.
Yeah.
But they are very good.
Right.
Very technical. A lot of cool music ideas. And like, yeah.
Cool.
Da and like X-Japan.
Gray. Gray. All right. Lunacy.
Lunacy. Yeah.
Did your parents listen to music? Was there music in the house?
Yeah, my dad, he plays guitar, classical guitar and harmonica.
Mm-hmm.
But just for fun, and yeah, he never plays a show.
Right.
Actually, he just played its first show like a couple months ago.
Oh, that's cool. Do you ever play together?
Like jam session?
Yeah,
like a few times when he was wasted.
Right.
Other time, he's too shy to
play with me. Are they happy you're a musician? Your parents? What do they think?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. At first, of course, they stopped me, you know.
Right.
Yeah, keep studying.
Right.
After I started playing the guitar, yeah, I stopped everything else. Yeah, I played 8 hours a day during the weekdays, and I played like for 16 hours on Saturday, Sunday, every day, and I didn't sleep more than 6 hours.
Right.
Never.
Did you have a teacher? Were you teaching yourself?
Yeah. I went to a guitar school for 4 years.
Cool.
I was very strict.
Right. Was a good teacher then?
Yeah, he was amazing.
Yeah.
Player and teacher.
All right. Well, that's cool. That's cool. Did you have a band when you were in high school then?
Yeah, I had.
Yeah.
A few, three bands. Yeah, I was playing shows.
Right. Right. No, cool.
Yeah.
In Gifu, right? You're from
Gifu.
Yeah. Gifu, right? Okay. So it's a small city. You grew up in a small city, or?
I mean, it was the biggest city in Gifu.
Okay.
But still, small compared to Tokyo.
Right, other places. Yeah. Was there a lot of music in Gifu, or not very much?
Actually, yes.
Yeah.
Like, I think. Me, when I was a high school student, that was the end of the, the good band era.
Right, okay.
Yeah, like, we had, for example, like, High Standard.
Yeah,
and a lot of, Yamarashi and stuff.
Right.
But after my generation, I think everybody started doing like more like DJ, hip hop.
Hip hop, DJ became popular.
So that was
kind of like the last
generation. Well, you were lucky that way then, maybe.
Band.
Yeah.
Rock.
That's true.
Yeah.
High standard. Everybody mentions that, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody I talk to.
But first, by the time I was like a metalhead, you know,
oh, right.
Like everything, I was shredding and.
Right.
So I didn't like metalcore.
Metalcore, yeah.
Now, yeah, I love all kinds of music.
Right.
I used to hate, actually.
Oh, so you're a metalhead then?
I wouldn't play only three chords. Power chords.
Right. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You speak such good English. Where did you learn your English?
Oh, thanks.
Where'd you learn?
In U.S.
In the U.S.
California.
Yeah. When did you go there?
Right after I graduated high school.
Oh, right after
high
school.
I was 18.
Mm. Oh, well.
And lived there for 8 years.
8 years, well. Did you speak English before you went?
None.
Zero.
I mean, even worse than regular people, I think.
Right.
I always got like
really
5 or 0 points
on your tests.
Yeah.
Well, so how did it go in America when you first got there? It must have been hard.
It was very hard, yeah. And plus, I wanted to learn English quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't hang out with, you know, Japanese people, which made me so homesick.
Right.
But I kept hanging out with American new friends. It was... at first, I was just listening.
Right.
Not
like
speaking.
Like a baby. Yeah, just listening.
I felt a little shy and eventually I was getting better and better.
Yeah, it's so hard in the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah. For first
homesick.
1 year.
Yeah.
Was pretty tough.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
You lived in Los Angeles, is that right?
Yeah, first.
Yeah.
L.A. for 4 years and in San Diego for 4 years.
Of course, all right. Wow.
Yeah.
And you were playing music then too, or just going to school, or what were you doing?
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to make a band in America.
Right.
That was my main reason. But yeah, also I wanted to learn English. So at first went to English school. After that, I went to MI. Do you know?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Musicians Institute in Hollywood.
Okay, yeah.
And after that, I went to college.
Wow.
To keep learning English and music.
Right.
And after that, I did part-time job, baito.
Right.
And,
a Japanese restaurant or something?
Yeah. Like a busboy and waitress.
Right, waiter, yeah. That's cool.
And also, main thing was, playing in the band.
What bands did you have over there? What did you
see? It's called 4 Minutes Till Midnight.
Till Midnight, okay. And they did quite well?
Yeah, at first, actually, very well.
Really? Wow. That must have been exciting.
Yeah. Our first show was at Troubadour.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Yeah. I know
nice
the Troubadour, yeah.
That was our first show.
Oh, that's
and
amazing.
It was packed.
Oh, wow.
So we thought, we're going to be a rock star.
Right, you're going to be rock stars.
Right away.
Yeah.
But then,
then went down on a roller coaster kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, the start was very high, so... It's very hard to keep doing.
Right,
and
difficult to go up from there, yeah.
Yeah, that's why we actually moved to San Diego. That was a good choice, I think.
Yeah.
We made.
Different scene there.
And started building our new fan base in San Diego.
Right. So you were signed with a label in America, which...
No.
Was the Midnight? No?
No, actually.
No.
Just did everything by
yourself. Oh, that's great. So independent kind of musicians from the beginning,
Yeah.
And the other members were Americans or Japanese, or what was the makeup of the band?
So at first, me and 3 other American guys. And then we changed the bass player twice, and the third one is Japanese.
Japanese guy.
Yeah. So now 2 and 2.
And you're still together? Or what's the situation now?
We are still together, but we only can play like once a year.
Right. Well, half of you live in Japan and half of you live in America. That's difficult,
But once we signed to Universal Music Japan,
mm-hmm.
and released CD. Mm-hmm. Well, now one. Mm-hmm. And we were gonna keep doing that, but I think, you know, they started doing bad, like money wise, and they cut off all the
funding
newcomers.
And stuff. Right, right.
So we are out.
right. That sucks. That sucks.
That's so bad. Yeah, started doing everything. Yeah.
So those guys come here, and you guys play around in Japan, or do you go there, or what's the when do you usually get together?
After me and Yusuke, the bass player, came back to Japan. Yeah, we two are in Japan.
All right. So when's are they coming anytime soon? Do you know if they're gonna, the guys from the States are gonna come over and?
Hopefully, yeah, I'd love to do it. The last time was in 2015.
Last year. Okay, cool.
We released our EP with DVD. So.
All right.
Yeah.
So mostly you're playing solo now.
Solo, yeah. Okay, my main thing.
Yeah. Okay. And you play around Japan, and you've been traveling to other countries, right?
Yes. I toured in Japan too, but also, other countries. I went like Philippines. So from last year, I decided and started to do my world tour. So did Asia, like Singapore, Vietnam, Malaysia. Yeah, Thailand, and then did Europe, seven countries.
Did seven countries in Europe? Wow.
Yeah.
How long? For a month or 2 months?
Two months.
Wow.
I played 64 shows
in 2 months,
but including street sets.
Street sets.
But a lot.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That must be so exhausting. But exciting as well. Yeah.
My body was dead, but
spirit was
happy.
That's great. How did the Europeans like your music? What was
actually
the
I got a great response. More than Japan.
Really?
Yeah.
Which countries were the best for you, or which countries did you get a good all over, or some better than others, or?
Yeah, overall, it was great, but especially Berlin.
In Berlin.
London.
All right.
I thought for my music. Got the most
lots response. Of people came out and enjoyed the music.
Yeah.
Did you take CDs to sell there?
Actually sold out.
Did you?
They brought 150 CDs and sold out. So
you had to get more made.
Yeah. I contacted my mom. Please send me more CDs.
Your mom's the manager, huh?
Yeah,
that's great. Yeah.
And I sold out that too.
Right. So that helps pay for a lot of things then too, selling the CDs.
Yeah. So we paid out.
That's great.
And made some money and came back.
Right, and able to come back. That's really cool. And you have plans to go back to Europe again? Did you make some connections there to get back to Europe? Yeah.
So actually, a month later, I got a show at the festival in Amsterdam.
All right.
So I went back.
Oh, you went back? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I plan to go back this year again.
Oh, that's great.
And then Australia was...
Oh, you're right. You went to Australia recently. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did you go in Australia? Sydney and...
Yeah, from Cairns, but even went more north. Like Kiranda, Cairns, and I went to Atherton. More even countryside.
Right.
And Sydney, Brisbane, Gold Coast, Byron Bay, Sunshine Coast, and Newcastle, and Melbourne.
Wow, you were all over.
Yeah, for a month.
Wow. Any Aussies liked your music too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, probably I got the, how do you say, the biggest response.
Oh, really?
From Australia, I think. Yeah.
They liked it, huh? What do you think appealed to them? Why do you think your music appealed to them?
They told me, so people in Australia, of course some people like electronic music, and some people do like da-da-da, but they told me they like, what do you call, the organic.
Actual organic, acoustic kind of organic.
So I think that's one of the biggest reasons.
Yeah.
And So I use the loop machine to create sounds like a mom and band. So that whole thing, I think, like one Japanese guy
sitting making a big sound of wall. Wall of sound with all kinds of different sounds and still playing guitar live right in front of them.
The acoustic guitar.
Yeah, acoustic guitar, so yeah.
I think that contrast or the
gap. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah,
was probably interesting.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I have a feeling like Europeans, Australians, Americans as well are really interested in Japanese musicians and really interested in Japanese art and stuff. But it's kind of hard to get information, and it's sort of this mysterious country in a way still. Yeah, for some reason.
Definitely.
Yeah, and I
felt even so more. After I went to Europe, Australia, America.
Yeah, I think it's there's a whole world of opportunity for Japanese musicians and craftspeople and stuff that they don't take advantage of. I mean, you speak English quite well, but I mean, I've met a lot of Japanese people who don't speak such great English.
I know.
And it's kind of difficult, I think,
We blame the system.
right. The education system's bad.
It sucks.
Yeah, that's true, but that's good. Yeah. So you do everything on your own now. You're not with any label or any.
So like after the Universal Music thing. So it's kind of like it's hard to find a right record label for my music.
Right.
So that's why I do everything by myself. But I am looking for one. Either a label or booking agent or
booking agent.
Even just promotion. One person who
can help out.
Work together.
Yeah.
Manager.
Yeah, or manager or something. Yeah. It's so hard, I imagine.
Call me up.
Yeah. Anybody, if you hear that and you're interested in Kenta's music, definitely give him a call.
Yeah, I do. I work hard.
That's right. He's a hard worker. And he speaks English well.
Yeah.
So, the Japanese music scene and the other music scenes around the world, I think there's a difference in them, quite a bit, I think.
Yeah, it's so different.
Yeah, I don't know, like, especially the live scene, I think, is quite different.
Every country has a different taste.
Definitely different. I don't know, the Japanese scene is kind of hard to figure out what's going on. And, I mean, pop stars and, like, idols are very popular, but... There's a whole group of musicians that really don't get any attention,
Exactly, yeah. I felt... So after I went to other many countries, I realized, Japan has such a great under music scene. And there are a lot of amazing musicians. So it's so sad that they're not known or heard by the world.
Yeah. Or even in Japan, they're not heard very much.
Yeah, not
even. Even in Japan, I think it's kind of strange. Yeah, because there's so many good musicians and good music.
Japanese people love cheesy music.
Yeah, it's true.
Probably more than
pop music. Well, I think it's probably easier to have live shows for. I think the system is quite different, In Japan, it's quite expensive to go to live music events.
Yeah, like, it is, compared to other...
Easily cost $20 or $30 or something.
Yeah, 20 is an average,
And that's a lot of money for...
Yeah, for the idols, it's like $100.
But for somebody you've never heard of, to spend that much money, it's kind of hard. But in America, you can go to a bar and...
Yeah, $5.
$5 or something, and, you can go. It's a different culture, I think. A bit different. What kinds of things would you like to see change in the Japanese music scene? If there's things that you could change or things that you'd...
Yeah, there are so many. But I would say... Yeah, I'd love to bring Japanese bands to a world tour.
Right, yeah, that'd
like
be...
That. And also... Yeah, it's a long process. So at first, we need help.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
you,
well, Watari, I, Watari project.
Yeah, Watari project. Yeah, definitely, yeah, yeah. This is perfect.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
Because like many Japanese people can speak English, but if they can, I think that changes everything.
Yeah, I agree.
Immediately. Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Well, it seems there's so many tools available for English speakers to be an independent musician.
Definitely.
But there are so few tools for Japanese people to get into the world market.
Yeah,
I think that's one thing that Watari wants to help try to solve. Yeah,
that's
to provide more tools
for
people to do that. Yeah, I think that would be good.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do that too.
What kind of music are you listening to these days?
These days?
Yeah.
Lately, I've been listening to Flying Lotus.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I've heard of them.
Flying Lotus, some of Aphex Twin, Square Pusher. I've been listening to a lot of electronic music.
Right, you're getting into that.
Yeah, yeah. I used to only listen to. Like a bands, like organic
stuff, right.
Like blues, funk, rock. Yeah, jazz, metal. Yeah, all kinds of genres, but yeah, lately, electronic music is very interesting to me.
Right.
It's a whole different approach
to
write or complete the song.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's you're working on something now, or what?
Yes, I've been writing a lot of electro music.
Right. So that's coming up in the future then, huh?
Yes.
Maybe a mix with the old? Yeah,
mix one too, pure electro album I'm making too.
All
so
right.
both.
All yeah. right, right. Well, let's look forward to that, yeah.
Yeah, I want to release at least like two or three albums this year.
Oh, cool. That'd be great.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, definitely. Check it out. Well, can you play something for us in the car here? Do you mind?
I don't mind.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
What are you gonna play us?
Tap Water.
Oh, that's a beautiful song. Wow.
My favorite tune.
Yeah.
First song on my second album.
Yep. Let's hear it. I love that song actually. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, please enjoy it. It's called Tap Water.